News Time, 7:50. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined for our weekly chat by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
You've got a new trend for us in brick and mortar retail. What is it?
Right. This is coming from one of the experts, Rachel Orlando. She's a broker with Retail California, real estate broker. And she recently gave a talk on some of the trends in commercial real estate. And the times have really changed. It wasn't too long ago that each city was longing for that big box retailer like a Walmart or a Best Buy. But these days, smaller is better, is what we're hearing. And of course, the biggest driver of all that is e-commerce. People can get anything they want online. So traditional retailers, such as Kohl's, they're not needing 80,000 square feet of space in their stores, and that's kind of a liability to them. So I bring up Kohl's because they're actually one of the retailers that are looking to reduce the size of their stores. They're actually looking to cut down sizes on about 1,100 of their stores, down to as small as maybe about 35,000 square feet. They do this by walling off unneeded space or just moving to smaller buildings. We tried to get word from Kohl's on whether or not some of the local stores are going to be doing this, and we haven't heard back. So, and then the big challenge for people who are in real estate is finding a use for these larger storefronts. One local example is the Costco at Ashland Peach here in Clovis. That's going to be moving to Clovis and Shaw. So, that's a big store, not in the best location, just as far as just people being around there. So, they're finding novel uses for some of these big storefronts. We have the MB2 Raceway at Sierra Vista. That's the old Gottschalks. Now it's a go-kart place. The old Forever 21 store in Hanford Mall is going to become a trampoline park. So, some new uses for those big buildings. This is another interesting thing. She also talked about something called Cherish Retail. In the retail sector, there's always all these interesting terms that they come up with. But that's, I guess, the discovering great deals, socializing, finding new experiences. The technology is involved. There's artisan products, real careful curation of what's on available to purchase. So we're all kind of moving into a place where the retail experience is changing, and it's becoming a little more something to cherish as opposed to something to do as a chore.
It is breakfast time. It is breakfast time in Fresno in the Valley, isn't it, Gabe? And you're going to tell us about a new Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, everybody loves Dunkin' Donuts, and there's going to be a new one coming up in the Madero Walmart a week from tomorrow. So this is going to be their second location in the Valley. They're going to have big giveaways for the first 100 customers, a $150 gift card to the first person in line, $50 to the second and third. The mayor of Madero is going to be on hand at the ribbon cutting, which is at 9 a.m., and as part of this grand opening, they're also going to be making a donation to Valley Children's Hospital. So that's exciting. It's going to be open 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week, and free Wi-Fi and the whole thing. And so it's exciting. Dunkin' Donuts opened their first location in Hanford in March of 2017. So, big chain coming in here into the Valley and into California.
Think we're ever going to get one in Fresno, Gabe?
Yeah, I'm sure it's coming.
Think it's coming?
Yeah, everybody's surprised that it wasn't the first location.
Right.
It's kind of surprising, yeah.
Seems weird. They're kind of setting up all around us, but not in Fresno yet.
I think they're looking for the perfect spot.
Aren't we all? Hey.
Yeah.
Have a great week, Gabe. Thanks, man.
You too, Tony. Thank you.